Good evening, ladies and gents. I hope you're all faring well. I'm not too bad, although I must say that it is bloody freezing cold in these parts at the moment. Possibly because we are now in the throes of a sudden April blizzard. Well, perhaps not quite a blizzard per se, but we are expecting 20 centimeters of snow to fall between now and tomorrow morning, and we already have an accumulation of approximately 5 centimeters of snow on the ground. So, I think this is Old Man Winter's revenge for having been so mild-mannered earlier in the year. He's saying to himself, "That young chippy Spring thinks she can oust me, does she? Well, we'll see about that. There's still some life in these old bones yet." But the timing of this snowstorm is most unfortunate because I was supposed to attend a book club event this evening, and that had to be canceled due to the weather. It's really a shame. We had a guest speaker booked, and some ladies made sandwiches for a reception afterward, and some other ladies made sweets for the occasion, and now the whole kit and caboodle has to be rearranged. So, Old Man Winter, I am not impressed. I went out on Friday morning and got a lot of errands done, and I must tell you, I'm very glad that I was in such an industrious mood that day, and that I got everything done that I needed to do, because I would not want to have the unenviable task of going out tomorrow morning and trying to negotiate in all this snow. Luckily, I'll be able to stay at home in my nice, comfy rocking chair by my warm, cozy radiator and read a couple good books, even if I don't recall having read them afterward, and attempt to keep warm. Anyhow, folks, I realize that I have not posted anything substantive in a bloomin' coon's age, and I thought it was high time to rectify that, because, along with the illustrious Melanie Akpotu, I was bemoaning the fact yesterday that I'd noticed a significant decline in the number of posts made by all the lovely audio boomerians that I'm following. So I thought it would be the height of hypocrisy to make such a comment and then not post something myself. Therefore, here I am at long last. Run for the hills! Save yourselves now while you still can! I think the last time I posted a verbal update was, if I'm not mistaken, on the morning of March 23rd, and that was the day of my very long, very arduous cognitive evaluation. But despite the fact that it was a rather stressful experience, it was also quite interesting, so I thought that I would tell you all about it. First of all, I should say that despite the threat of inclement weather that day, my mother very generously and kindly agreed to come with me for the first part of the appointment, which involved an hour-long interview with both a neuropsychologist and the resident that administered my tests. So I thought it would be good if she could be there, because then she could lend her perspective on the experiences that I've been having, and she could describe what she's really seen me struggle with. So I had to talk about my various health concerns in this interview, and what I thought was causing the decline in my cognitive abilities, which, as far as I'm concerned, began, say, about a year after I started having massive amounts of seizures in 2010. So it was like a domino effect. First I began having seizures, then I noticed a decline in my cognitive abilities, and that just got worse and worse and worse as time went on, to the point where some of the problems that I was struggling with were beginning to scare me, and you know, really I felt should not be happening to a person of my age. Like, there are events that occurred in my recent past that other people remember with absolute clarity, but for me, they're absolute blanks. It's like they never happened at all. And I will go to read a book, and say 3 or 4 days or a week after I've read it, for all intents and purposes, I might as well not have read the bloody book. It's like something's come along and wiped my mind clean as if it were a slate. It's totally gone. I'm in the habit of doing really stupid things now, like leaving the milk out or leaving the cheese out all night. I have to write reminders for myself to do things, otherwise I will forget. And when it comes to everyday tasks, I tend to keep to a fairly strict routine, because, again, if I don't, I will forget. So, despite the fact that the tests I underwent were rather stressful, I'm very glad that I did them, because the neuropsychologist will compare the results of my tests with those of people from my own age group, and she and the resident that I worked with for the rest of that day will hopefully be able to come up with some strategies to help me cope with what I'm struggling through right now. So I've experienced a lot of depression as a consequence of these memory problems and cognitive issues. And I explained that, you know, first came the seizures, then came the cognitive decline, then came the depression. So I had to go through all that with them. As for the barrage of tests themselves, oh, you may be asking yourselves, well, what did they entail? The operative question might be, what didn't they entail? First of all, I had to repeat back lists of letters and numbers that got longer and longer as time went on, to the point where I was being asked to repeat back lists of 9 letters and then 9 numbers, and then lists of numbers and letters all mixed together. And then I had to do it backward. Ugh. I was also given 2 short stories that I had to repeat back, including all the plot elements that I could possibly recall. And then later on in the day, I was asked again to repeat one of those stories back, including all the details that I could remember. I had to answer math problems, which I absolutely hated, because math has never been my strong point. In fact, I said from the start to the resident, as soon as I realized I was going to have to do math problems, that math had always been my nemesis. So I said, when you're evaluating the results of this cognitive test, please don't consider my answers to these math problems too strongly. They're not really an indication of my cognitive abilities at the present time. I also had to define a number of words that were fairly simple at first and then became more and more convoluted as time went by. I should say that the math problems were also fairly straightforward at first and then got more and more complicated. I had to repeat back lists of words. I was given 2 word lists of 16 words each, and I had to repeat first one list and then the other, and then I had to categorize the words into 4 different groups, which I think were something like animals, people, places, and things. One of the tests that I found particularly difficult was that I was given 3 letters and then a number, and I was told to count up by 6s from that number until the resident said stop. And then I had to tell her the letters that I was given at the beginning. Well, I was so busy focusing on counting up by 6s from whatever number she gave me that I could very seldom recall the letters that she had given me at the beginning. I also had to count backwards by 3s at one point as well. I had to answer a number of factual questions, such as who was such and such a historical figure and where is such and such a place located, and what happened at a given point in history, and name 3 types of blood vessels in the body. And of course, I could not come up with a single one. I drew a total blank. I thought of one about half an hour later, but by that point it was too late. I also had to define some sayings, like an old ox plows a straight row and a stitch in time saves 9, things of that nature. Defining the words was another thing that I found particularly difficult, because I knew what they meant, but actually coming up with verbal explanations of those meanings was a real struggle, because I'm very mentally foggy and have difficulty expressing myself cohesively. The words just aren't there anymore. And for me, being a former